And away we go, rock and roll in hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go out to the guest line right now. And my next guest, everywhere he goes, he is just absolutely elite, whether that was as a baseball player or a wide receiver at Sioux Falls, then becoming the head coach of Sioux Falls, dominating championship after championship. And then he's had a great run at Fresno State and an even better run at Washington. His first 2 years on the job, only two losses, and now is one of the four teams remaining in the semifinal of the college football playoff, where on New Year's Day, his Washington Husky squad will go up against Texas, and the winner will go to the national championship game. He is Kalen DeBoer. Coach, congratulations. Always appreciate the time. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So I know it's been a little bit since the Pac-12 championship game, and that was a wonderful performance by your team. But just to now have it sink in and knowing right around the corner is the semifinal, just what's going through your mind right now as you guys get ready to go play for a spot in the national championship game?
Yeah, we're just taking it day by day, you know, and a coaching staff's got a lot going on. You know, this 2 weeks of recruiting and signing day, you know, trying to get the home visits in. There's maybe a few that are, you know, job opportunities that are out there for your staff. And then, you know, getting a chance to have the prep for Texas and the semifinal game. It's a lot, but I our staff's done a great job handling. Our guys have done a great job. They're done with school now, with finals, and ready to go attack, you know, the game plan and put some practices together. So we're excited.
When you were walking off that field in Vegas and you won the Pac-12 championship game and you know you're going to the college football playoff, just what did really come to mind in that moment? Because I sensed a lot of aggressiveness from your team right at the jump, that they were a little bit tired, even though Oregon had a wonderful season, just how much praise Oregon was getting going into that game compared to your team.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had a great opponent that we were playing in that game. And they'd played some great football. Really, I think, you know, the game we had played earlier against them and come out on the right end here at Husky Stadium probably really motivated them. And as the year went on, they were playing great football. We're playing great football and just knew that this was going to be a game that we had to have if we wanted to get to the semifinals and make the college football playoff. And I'm just proud of our guys. I think you're asking what I was thinking walking off the field. Just proud of the way we attack things. I think it's never, you know, to where we feel like we have any regrets because of how we go about our business. Just the guys do the work each and every day. They prepare as good as any group I've ever been around. Our chemistry and just togetherness, it's above and beyond anything I've seen. And so we enjoy the moments we're in. But we never take it for granted, and we don't take for granted especially what the work is that it takes to get to this point. And I'm reminding the guys every day, you know, how we got here, you know, how we got to 11-2 last year, how we got to, you know, being 12-0 and then winning a Pac-12 championship. So, you know, it took a lot of work, and that's what it's going to take here to get this next win as well.
You know, it's really wild, Coach, because like I said, everywhere you've gone, you've won. You've had a lot of success. You don't lose a lot. But these last 2 years, you know, at a big-time job trying to bring back Washington, you're in the Pac-12, to only have two losses and both those games be less by 8 points, it's just remarkable what you guys have been able to do in such a short amount of time at Washington.
Yeah, it's a credit to our staff. It's a credit to the players just for opening their arms to us when we got here. You know, I always tell them we chose them. Maybe, you know, really the players didn't choose us. Some guys maybe had transferred in and young guys coming in that we've recruited. But for the most part, most of this team didn't get to choose who was coming in from my standpoint or the staff. But they did open their arms, and it didn't take long for them to just be okay with everything we wanted to do philosophically, whether it be scheme, culturally, and they've embraced it, and it's been a fun ride. I think, you know, they're I think appreciative of what we've established here, and proud of it as well. So it's been 2 years full of a lot of great moments, and you know, it's always comes down to the work though.
Do you still feel like your program gets disrespected? You know, we were talking about the lead up to the Pac-12 championship game, and you guys are undefeated, but it still feels as if some people are trying to take away from what you guys have accomplished when you look at, like, a margin of victory down the stretch of the season. Like, I thought a lot of the conversation was a little bit laughable at times about your program.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you're always going to have people, right, that have some type of doubt, or their job is to be critical of the areas that you can be better at, you know, and I think the thing, there's a lot of people that do see us for who we are and the areas that we excelled in from beginning, and then areas where we've continued to improve and adjust and evolve. And, you know, I think we are a complete team. I think that both sides of the ball have won games for us, and in special teams as well have done some big things and big moments. So I think we're a complete team. I do know that no matter what's been thrown our way and however we've won, the team aspect has always been what matters most. And, you know, one side of the ball doesn't look at the other and be like, man, you know, what's going on there? You know, and then the next game it's the other way. And we've played complete games, you know, especially recently and playing our best ball. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the health of our team, you know, getting stronger and stronger here, especially in the last couple of weeks. So this little break is good for us. We're excited about where we're at and getting some of these guys back, you know, for the semis.
Well, from start to finish, Kalen DeBoer, and I remember talking to you in the summer where everyone wants to talk about your offense with the way that they looked on paper. And you were like, no, the defense is coming along and the defense is playing well. We've really seen that down the stretch. How have you seen your defense get better from start to finish specifically?
Yeah, I think we last year were pretty good against the run, but we struggled against the pass at times against certain teams. And this year in the league, you are going to be tested every single week with the quarterback play and the skill that was just on every team throughout the Pac-12. And so I'm really proud of the way that they we really, you know, learned who we were. We moved a few guys around, some guys from nickel to safety, like a Dom Hampton, from corner to nickel, like a Mish Powell, and the rest of them just kind of stayed the course. And, you know, they've had times where they shut teams down, an Arizona State game where we had the interception for a touchdown that really kind of kickstarted, the fourth quarter run we had there to win that game. But, you know, they just stayed the course, and we've become, you know, more physical as the season went along, and have been better against the run, like we were a year ago. And I think just against the pass, we've been more consistent each and every week this season.
Coach Kalen DeBoer here with us in the Zach Gelb Show. I didn't think it was possible for me to love your quarterback any more than I already did, but at the Heisman Trophy when I was covering it, and I see him open up his suit jacket and he has the teammates of the names of all of his teammates, that was just wonderful. And you have to love that as a coach.
Yeah, he's full of surprises, you know. he really, the cool thing about Michael, and you know, I get the chance to be around him every day, it's genuine. It's who he is. And so, you know, no one really knew about him doing that, even his family. I certainly didn't. Whoever helped him get the jacket, you know, obviously did. But he's just so thoughtful that way, and it just shows that it matters to him, and I can tell it matters to him every day in practice. He's so appreciative and grateful of the moment he's in now, and then especially the people that are around him that are helping him get to this point and continue to help me push to be better. It's just really cool seeing him, and he's really grown as a leader. He'll get in there when we're in the midst of the fire, and he'll lead the team, and our guys really appreciate, you know, what he's all done, not just production wise, but leadership wise as well.
And the thing that stands out to me the most, and I know it's not easy, but it's his mental toughness with all the injuries that he's suffered to get this final opportunity at Washington and do what he did the last 2 years when so many people were counting him out. It's really a wonderful story.
And I think it's what really comes through. I think when those moments in a game happen where, you know, adversity hits and things aren't going your way, I think he's translated that over to his play. And you know, the opponent scores and takes the lead. No regrets, no woulda, coulda, shouldas, just worried about the next moment and that the things he can control. And, a lot of times he's responded with drives and our offense is scoring again to get us back the lead. He's just done that time and time again, not just this year, but even last year. And I think a lot of it is just a testament to what he's been through in life and with all those injuries. And he's just been able to really like compartmentalize how to respond when different things do pop up.
I know you're focused on Texas, but he's going to have an NFL future. Let's just say I'm an NFL GM and I call you up and I go, Kalen DeBoer, I'm thinking about using an early first round pick on Michael Penix Jr. Why should I use it? Sell me on your quarterback.
Yeah, I think he makes all the throws from an arm talent standpoint. I mean, he throws a ball and he can throw it wherever he wants, as far down the field. He can throw it from college hash, which is not like an NFL hash, to the opposite sideline, on a line. And I think he throws a really catchable ball. I think, that's the thing. The receivers just get these balls that are nice. When he can put some touch on it, he will. It's catchable. The ball placement is elite. He processes things very quickly. He'll stand in the pocket and make that throw when he needs to, but is also a great athlete and get out and run. And then just, the way his football IQ, just ability to check protections and correspond, maybe blitzes and blitz patterns to protect coverages. And it flows really fast for him. He's taken a lot of reps at a high college, level. And I think all that's applicable to be able to make that transition to the next level.
When they announced that Jaden Daniels won the Heisman, obviously, it's nothing against Jaden, but there has to be natural disappointment because you wanted your guy to win the award. What was going through your thought process when you found out at the ceremony that he didn't win the award?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you're happy for Jaden, and he had a great season and is a great football player. Yeah, selfishly, yeah, you look at what Michael did, and I think for us, we know that, he won some games with some big throws and some big drives, in the biggest moments. The Pac-12 championship, the Oregon game, early in the season, Oregon State, finishing the game off when he needed to with some throws on third down when you're trying to figure out, should you run or pass? I mean, just you can go on and on. The response in the Utah game, in the first half, where it was kind of a shootout and just back and forth. I mean, you can go on and on. And he just made those big plays in the big games. And I think, I guess, if you're asking what my thoughts were, I just still was proud. Just proud of how far he's come, just how well he represents himself, his family, myself, our football program, our community, all the alumni. I mean, we're so proud of him just because he's first class in everything he does.
When we get to the future, in that quarterback room, you have Austin Mack, you added in Will Rogers. Just how about them both, what Will could bring to the program and where Austin is at from a developmental standpoint?
Yeah, Will coming in has played a lot of snaps, got over, I think, 1,000 completions in his career, which is a lot. And, I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by big stadiums full of a lot of people and going to lead in a way just based on what he's done in the past, where it's going to be done, the way you want. Know he'll incorporate himself into this team, and just a lot of confidence that way. Very accurate passer. A lot of experience. Austin Mack is an elite talent for us. We're super excited. He's still young, but he got a chance for a whole year now to see really what it takes to win a championship, through Michael, and the other quarterbacks, Dylan Morris, too. Just the daily discipline that it takes to be elite. Just he's seen it. I think that that's important. You don't know what you don't know sometimes. And he's been front and center, sitting in this room with Coach Grubb and Michael Penix, taking it all in here for the last few months.
The transfer portal has its positives and its negatives. I'm just wondering, as a coach, is it tougher to now develop players with that thought that they, could easily go into the transfer portal if they think it's not going at the rate that they wanted it to go?
Well, I think that's our job, is just continue to focus on the roster you have and bring the best out of them. Make help them enjoy this experience that they have playing college football. That will never change. That's our job. And those guys will hopefully develop and grow and know that that's what one of the attributes of being here at UW is with this staff, and decide to stay the course and just continue to play football here, as a Husky. But Yeah, I mean, I think getting guys to plug in and play some areas where maybe you're a little shorthanded or need a guy. That's one of the pieces I think that the portal does allow. And I mean, let's face it, right? I mean, I ended up here one way or another, right? Technically, I guess I entered the portal too, right? And so things change for these guys when a coach leaves or other players come in. That's kind of, this again, this time that they're in college football, it comes and goes really quick. And you just hope that they all have this great experience playing the game that they love.
If I would have told you when you got the job, Kalen DeBoer, that your second year on the job, you'd be playing for a national championship and you would be in the Final Four of the college football playoff, what would you have told me? Do you believe that success could happen that quickly at Washington?
Yeah, I mean, I've really never, it's never been about getting to a certain point and a timeline. I mean, I think just more than anything, it's about putting the pedal down and going as hard as you can and knowing that anything's possible. Last year, not this season, but a year ago, our theme was no limits and not letting people preseason, during the season, not letting them decide on what we are capable of. And I think we exceeded even last year people's expectations. I've learned at different places, being fortunate enough to be with other coaches, and one of them would be Fresno State. Just, they were 1-11 before we got there, and the next season we went 10-4, went to a conference championship, and went 12-2 the year after, won two Power Five games, won a conference championship. So anything can happen really quick if you just get the right people around you from a staff standpoint, build around. The players and the personnel. Obviously, a quarterback's critical. I think, having some line play that's strong, offense and defensive line, is critical. And so, anything's possible though. And so, I wouldn't have been like just completely thrown off if that was the case, if you had told me that. But I'm certainly happy that we've come this far, this quickly.
Has it really sunk in yet that coming up on New Year's Day, you guys are going up against Texas with the spot of the national championship game on the line?
Yeah, I think so. I do. I think we have. I think that this is something that was a goal of ours at the beginning of the season. There were guys that passed on going on to the NFL to stick around and do something like this, win a conference championship. And the cool thing is the guys never got ahead of themselves. It was always about focusing on the now and let the results take care of themselves. But there was this vibe, this vision that our guys had. And so, I think it has set in because this is where we wanted to be, and what we've been working hard to do. And we know this program is capable of this from the beginning. And here we are.
Last thing I'll ask you, Kalen DeBoer, when you take a look at Texas, we all know how good of a program they have and the job Sark's doing and who the quarterback is with Quinn Ewers. What is really jumping off the page of you when you get in your preparation for them?
Yeah, I mean, they're so well coached all around. And, we played them a year ago and they're just a different team. I think we are too, but they're just a different team. You can tell the growth has continued to happen, the belief, the physicality, just everyone's seemed to be moving around a little faster and a little bigger. Some nice additions, to the team, or guys that have stepped up and playing better than even a year ago because of the experience now that they've gained. So, physicality, especially up front, and I guess the whole team physically, they just do a nice job. They're you can tell like the chemistry and just the culture is heading in the right direction. Coach Sark's done an amazing job there in the last 3 years.
Well, Coach, happy holidays. Good luck. And thank you so much for always joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. We really do appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.